the PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 5 o'clock. I'm Jill Croce. Topping our report this hour, the scathing report on New Jersey State Police that led the state's attorney general to take over part of the agency shows troopers believe the agency has become weaponized. In his decision this week, Plackin placed the state police's HR department under his department while also ordering changes to its hiring process. The move comes after two reports citing widespread complaints of discrimination. Currently, there are 24 states with legal recreational cannabis, but just New Jersey and Delaware are left with no provisions for at-home cultivation. Monmouth County Senator Vin Gopal says legal cannabis has always been about social justice.
We've locked up a lot of nonviolent offenders over the last several decades who have had trouble turning their lives around.
Despite the legal sales market, grown cannabis at home is a felony punishable by up to 5 years in prison and a very large fine. After a hit and run hurt a senior, an arrest is made in Ocean County.
Seaside Heights police found a 75-year-old pedestrian on Monday night around 9:30 lying unconscious near the intersection of the Boulevard and DuPont Avenue. Investigators traced a dark-colored sedan to 50-year-old Janelle McEnall of Seaside Park. She's charged with knowingly leaving the scene of a motor vehicle accident, resulting in serious bodily injury to another person. Erin Vogt, New Jersey 101.5 News.
The U.S. Postal Service will be offering free at-home COVID-19 test kits by the end of the month. The program will allow households to order up to 4 nasal swab kits. The kits will be available while supplies last. Now, the Ru Insurance Business Report. A popular event venue in North Jersey has been shut down due to bankruptcy, leaving clients with weddings planned as soon as this weekend in a lurch. Art Factory Studios first filed for bankruptcy in August. On Wall Street, the Dow closed down about 293 points. In business, anything can happen. Be ready with Ru Insurance. For benefits, business, and personal insurance, visit ruinsurance.com. Hear the latest New Jersey 101.5 newscast when you want, where you want, and on demand. Go to nj1015.com and click on demand. Is unsettled weather here to stay? The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey Fast Traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. Blocking high pressure has been a blessing and a curse. The reason for all the unrelenting pleasant weather, of course, that's also kept us bone dry this month. A similar setup will mostly keep Helene away from New Jersey, but not completely. Here's how things will play out for us. A lingering chance of showers throughout tonight as temperatures slowly rise. Lows dip into the mid-60s briefly. And then tomorrow's going to be a humid and warm day. 75 to 80, mostly cloudy skies. An isolated shower or thunderstorm is possible at any time. Friday, here comes Helene. We're right on the outer edge, so lots of clouds and showers possible in the southern half of the state. Highs lower 70s, still a shower chance to the south on Saturday, then a mix of clouds and sun. Lower 70s for both Saturday and Sunday. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Flemington 63, Freehold 66, and Pennsville 68. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. Weather brought to you by Ray Katina Auto Group. Get to know the new 2025 Jaguar F-Pace SUV from Jaguar Marlboro, now available with 4.9% APR financing up to 60 months for qualified buyers. Schedule a test drive today at Jaguar Marlboro.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.